Okay, welcome everybody to the evening class. So we're going to do something a little bit different tonight, as we did last night. Last night, we, of course, everybody gave their offerings for Srila Prabhupada. So tonight, we're going to show two films, very short films, about Srila Prabhupada that just came out, and they were very inspiring for me. But first, we're going to chant, O Hey Vaishnava Thakur. So, let's go. And all this is in honor of Srila Prabhupada's appearance. And you may say that Srila Prabhupada's appearance was 2 days ago. However, Srila Prabhupada's appearance should be celebrated every day, so we're just taking a little longer. We Vaishnava Thakur Yara Sagar Eda se Guna Guri Diyapada Chaya Shungaya Maya Tumarat Sharana Dori Jaya Beg Shoshori Jaya Guna Deo Lase Jaya Sat Sangha Deo Amar Oshachi Sangha Ekake amara Agboi bolo Harina sangirtan Tumi kripa kori Shaka bindu viha Deha krishna Say to Mara, Shanti te paro, to Mara shakantia je. Ame to Kangala, Krishna Krishna, Bode, Daitava bache. Vaishnava Thakur Nara Sadhare Sei Guruna Gauri Hiya Pada Chaya Jodha Heha Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnu Pad. Paramahansa Paramahacharya Asta Tera Sachi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanara Bhakta Vedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrindi Kijai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai Premse Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadadha Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Kijai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikavata Shai Mukunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturadam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Pristaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samin. Iti Namine. Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pacharinde, Nivashesha Shunyavadi, Vashyacha Deja Tarane, Omagana Timiranda Shagaranjana Shlakaya, Chakshur Hun Miritam, Yena, Tasmai Shi, Ve Namaha. So, actually, there's three things I wanted to share with all of you today, and one is going to be really quick. It's all in honor of Srila Prabhupada, since it is, as mentioned by Champaka Devi Dasi, that today is Srila Prabhupada's solar appearance day, I mean, according to the solar calendar, September 1st. So that's really an important day, too. So anyway, so we can celebrate Prabhupada's appearance every day of the year, but there's three things I wanted to show you all. And the first thing is just very brief. That's today, Prime Minister Modi in India presented the commemorative coin for Srila Prabhupada on Prabhupada's 125th appearance day. And there's a long video, but I'm just going to show you a second or two of the video before we get into the other things, so you can actually see how wonderful Prabhupada was glorified by Narendra Modi and different ministers and the devotees. And Gopal Krishna Maharaj has done a tremendous service for about 35 minutes. And this was a special program on Narendra Modi's own TV show on the internet. So I'm just going to show you this very, very briefly. All right, share a sound. Optimize for video clip. Let's hopefully I can show it to you. If everything works out all right. Whoops. Sometimes certain videos you can't share. Here we go. I will be able to share it. Just for a sec, this particular one, because it's mostly in Hindi, but we're going to end it.
Namaskar. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Yani Antar Rashtriya Krishna Bhavnamrit Sangh, ISKCON के संस्थापक आचार्य एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की 125वीं जयंती के अवसर पर आयोजित इस विशेष कार्यक्रम में परम आदरणीय माननीय श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी हमारे सम्माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का हम हार्दिक अभिनंदन करते हैं आपकी गरिमा में उपस्थिति के लिए मान्यवर आपका सादर आभार अत्यंत आदर भाव से केंद्रीय संस्कृति मंत्री माननीय श्री जी किशन रेड्डी और ISKCON ब्यूरो
ऑफ इंडिया ancient civilization. This is because of it carried
that's the Union Minister.
Traditional values that are now being
shaken. Gopal
Krishna. जो वैदिक संस्कृति है
इसे विनम्रता पूर्वक करबद्ध आग्रह करती हूँ कि कृपया अपने
पूर्ण सृष्टि के हित के लिए
मिस्टर मोदी वाज ग्लोरिफाइंग आई डोंट नो व्हाट हैपेंड हियर
विश्व को इतना कुछ दिया
है
तो जब हम सब उनके आशीर्वाद से एक साथ प्रयास करेंगे तो कैसे परिणाम आएंगे हम जरूर भारतीय संस्कृति को जीवंत
बनाएंगे
इस कौन ने दुनिया को बताया है कि भारत ने कोविड मरीजों के लिए अस्पताल बनाए और अब वैक्सीन अभियान में भी सर्वे इस कौन के जरिए आज आप सभी का लाखों करोड़ों लोगों का संकल्प बन चुका है ईश्वर के प्रति प्रेम
सो someone sent me a note that they were able to see this all right because we're going to show another video just type down type in if you're able to okay so now we're going to show It's fantastic. If anyone wants to see the video in its entirety, it's on my YouTube channel, and it's also on my Facebook page. And it's an amazing glorification of Srila Prabhupada. I mean, those of you who speak Hindi understand what he said, and those who don't, there's an English translation somewhere on YouTube of what he said, but he was glorifying Srila Prabhupada as India's ambassador to the world, going to change civilization, the civilization of the world. I mean, really an amazing presentation. Yeah, so you can share it with your parents, you can share it with everyone. It's on, if you really have any trouble finding, it is on high quality on my YouTube channel and on Dear Krishna Goswami YouTube channel on my Facebook page, and you can just share the link like that. Now, I'm going to show you something, another thing, glorification of Prabhupada. I thought it'd be wonderful to show you this. Give me a second, I got to get it set up. This is a short movie called Empowered Acharya that just came out about Srila Prabhupada, and I felt this was very inspiring too. Okay, let us share the screen on. Two, and we'll be able to see it. And then there's one other presentation done by my godbrother Guru Gauranga Prabhu about Srila Prabhupada's voyage to the United States and beginning preaching in the United States. Okay, let's see, we'll share. Okay, here we go. Share, optimize. Here we go.
I was attacked by heart attack while on the sea twice. The pain was so severe, I thought I'm going to die.
I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna work harder.
I would ask him, why are you running this? Why don't you stop it?
I was very much afraid on the third night that if this night also I have some pain by the other, then I will die.
Although Srila Prabhupada was going through a lot of pain because of two heart attacks, still he was determined, knowing that Lord Sri Krishna has taken charge.
I'm a survivor, I'm not gonna give up, I'm not gonna stop, I'm gonna work harder.
1920, I met my Guru Maharaj.
Lion Guru. This is how people used to call Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada.
At that time, I was quite a young man. I met my Guru Maharaj through the exigency of my intimate friend.
Abhay, let's go to see this great Vaishnava. He is a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Oh no, I know all these sadhus. I am not going. No, Abhay, we must go. We have to go. Come.
On the first visit, he asked me, educated boys like you should go to foreign countries and preach. So I replied that we are foreign dominated nation, India. We'll hear about our message. My Guru Maharaj, he convinced me that dependence, independence, they are temporary. But we are concerned with the eternal benefit of the human mind.
Because he belongs to a Vaishnava family, so I was very much pleased that here is a personality who is going to preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gospel.
Also, just a fortnight before his passing away, he wrote me the same thing, that you should try to preach this gospel among the persons who are conversant in English language.
Srila Prabhupada read his letter again and again, and this time he was certain what he should do to please his spiritual master. In 1944, Srila Prabhupada starts a magazine called Back to Godhead, in which he highlights the suffering of the modern civilization, which seems to be wanting kingdom of God, but without God. Srila Prabhupada tried different ways and means to execute the orders of his spiritual master, but he did not receive any encouragement in India whatsoever. As years pass by, Abhay decides to move to Vrindavan. He takes sannyas and now he is known as A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami.
At that time there was no sale of Back to Godhead. I was publishing about 1,000 copies. And distributed. So there was no income. I was spending 300-400 rupees.
In the beginning, it appears to be very bitter. When I took sannyas, when I was living alone, I was feeling very bitter. I was thinking whether I would. So now, when I was publishing this Back to Godhead from Delhi, one day, one bull thrust me. And I fell down on the footpath. got severe injury. I was alone. So I was thinking, what is this? And so I had many days of many tribulations.
So many difficulties, so many challenges. Srila Prabhupada started thinking, where will I get strength to spread the Sankirtana movement? Srila Prabhupada was not willing to give up, as the order of his spiritual master was his life and soul. He starts translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, which he knew would one day change the face of the world.
Then when I wrote book Srimad Bhagavatam, first stand was finished, and I first of all published my first part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then I published second part also. So after publishing three parts, then automatically Guru Maharaj gave me indication that now you can start forever.
And then I decided to take up the responsibility of my Guru Maharaj. The team, I must come here. The dream was that Krishna, in his many forms,
roaming about.
Yes. When I was on the ship at Boston port, I was thinking that I have come here, I do not know what is the purpose. I was not very much hopeful because it is a very difficult task. Anyway, let me try.
I had only a few books and 40 rupees, Indian 40 rupees.
And I was maintaining myself by selling these books for 1 year. There was no friend. I was living an apartment with great difficulty. Still, I did not know how to pay next month's rent. The whole stock and my chaiwat and my table, everything was stolen. In this way, I became very much depressed. And I was going to the shipping company when the next ship is going to India. Then I thought, let me wait for some time more, then I shall return back.
But my Guru Maharaj, he wanted this. not that he is dead and gone. That is not spiritual understanding. He is an ordinary living being. He does not die. Nahannate hannamanesha. And what to speak of such exalted, authorized personality? But I had full faith that my Guru Maharaj is with me. I never lost this faith. And this is fact. I never feel that I am alone. If we keep to the bani, to the words of spiritual master, then we remain very fixed up. It doesn't matter.
So, don't be afraid of tribulations. Go forward. Krishna will give you protection. That is Krishna's promise in the Bhagavad Gita. Kaunte apradijani hi name bhakta pranashyati. He can declare throughout the whole world that my devotees will never be vanquished. You can declare.
People are suffering.
Hottest month in recorded history.
Australia sweltered through its hottest spring on record.
The phenomena was a short-term trigger to a long-term global warming caused by human activity.
Climate change is now affecting every country on every continent.
This Krishna consciousness movement must be spread.
Let us go on fighting with Krishna consciousness. There is no disappointment. You can fight and chant Hare Krishna. Then everything will be okay. You cannot stop fighting.
So I started in 1966 lecturing in a storefront living in that apartment in 22nd Avenue. Then gradually these white American boys and girls began to come. Then I started my kirtan in Thompson Square. More and more, these young Americans came to me.
I began to chant this Hare Krishna mantra. I was chanting there for 3 hours with a little small mridanga. And these boys, American boys, they assembled and gradually they joined. And it is increasing. First of all, it was started in New York. Then we started our branch in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, in Santa Fe. In Buffalo, then here. In London Times there was an article. They said that Krishna chanting startles London.
finally, he did it. Srila Prabhupada meets with unprecedented success. When asked the reason, the cause of his success, Srila Prabhupada describes, "My only credit is that I tried to present the Bhagavad Gita as it is. I did not adulterate it. Also, I tried my best to sincerely follow the orders of my spiritual master. Acharyas never die. They live forever and inspire millions through their teachings and divine instructions."
Hope everybody enjoyed the film. Was everybody able to see it? Just send me a little note if you're able to see it all right. Okay. And let's see if we have time for one more thing. Yes, if we go real quickly, I have time for one of my Godbrother's presentations, which is really nice. It's Guru Gauranga's presentation that he did a number of years ago about, it's called The Most Improbable Journey. Hold on a second, and I will get it set up, and we will do this. And it's a presentation he gave in 2015, and we're going to share this with everybody in honor of Srila Prabhupada. Here we go. Share. Gauranga. Okay, ready to go.
Right now, I'd like to introduce the Guru Gauranga Das, who has put together a narration and slideshow of what it was like for Prabhupada to try to give us an insight and an experience, a little bit of what it was like for Prabhupada to travel from Calcutta to Boston.
Thank you, Dr. Schweig. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a slideshow titled A Most Improbable Journey. At 12:30 p.m. on this day, exactly 50 years ago, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami disembarked at the port of New York City after completing a transoceanic journey of 38 days, during which the almost 70-year-old Swami had suffered two successive heart attacks at high sea and nearly died. Elderly and penniless, Bhaktivedanta Swami had journeyed on an old freighter from the port city of Calcutta. That freighter, the MV Jaladutta of the Scindia Steam Navigation Company, had been the temporary residence of a frail but determined passenger on his solitary journey to fulfill the great mission of his life. In keeping with the theme and mood of this most improbable journey, I shall refer to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, as Bhaktivedanta Swami during this presentation. I've used period photos wherever possible, with few exceptions. And when repeating the exact words written by Bhaktivedanta Swami in his diary, I will begin by saying, quote, and conclude by saying, unquote. Let us now pick up the story of this most improbable journey where it began. In Vrindavan, India, a holy place where Lord Sri Krishna appeared on earth some 5,000 years ago. 1959, quote, I was sitting alone in Vrindavan, writing. My godbrother insisted to me, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, you must do it. Without accepting the renounced order of life, nobody can become a preacher. So he insisted. Not he insisted, practically my spiritual master insisted. He wanted me to become a preacher, so he forced me through this godbrother. So, unwillingly, I accepted. Unquote. Next. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami in the early 1950s in Vrindavan. Next. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami occupied these quarters in the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, India. There he prayed, studied, and translated the Srimad Bhagavatam, the transcendental text known as the mature fruit of all Vedic wisdom. In fact, some Vrindavan residents began to refer to Bhaktivedanta Swami, the Swami who always writes. Bhaktivedanta Swami occupied two rooms connected by a veranda. This room served as his sitting room and bedroom. Next. In this room, which served as his kitchen, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami would take prasadam. Next. This is the main entrance to the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, where Bhaktivedanta Swami's quarters were situated. Next. Early 1960s, Sri Sri Radha Damodar are the temple deities whom Bhaktivedanta Swami would worship daily. Next. In his kitchen, Bhaktivedanta Swami would take prasadam, and while looking out the window, next, contemplate the sacred place of burial of Srila Rupa Goswami. Next. Bhaktivedanta Swami in his quarters at Radha Damodar Temple. Next. Early 1965. Desirous of fulfilling the order of his spiritual master to preach Krishna consciousness in the West in English, Bhaktivedanta Swami sought the help of Mrs. Sumati Mararji, the owner of the Sindhya Steam Navigation Company. Mrs. Mararji initially refused to give Bhaktivedanta Swami a passage to America on one of her ships, saying that the Americans were an uncooperative people, that New York was too cold, and that the Swami was too old and would surely die there far away from his beloved Vrindavan. Nonetheless, Bhaktivedanta Swami was undeterred. Finally, Mrs. Mararji relented and promised to give Bhaktivedanta Swami complimentary passage on one of her merchant ships sailing from Calcutta. Next. Spring 1965. For his impending trip to America, Bhaktivedanta Swami convinced the Sindhya Steam Navigation Company to finance the printing of a presentational leaflet titled Srimad Bhagavatam, India's Message of Peace and Goodwill. Next. Friday, July 30th, 1965. Bhaktivedanta Swami receives his passport for travel to America. Even a casual viewer is able to discern the intense determination etched into his lotus face. Next. Sunday, August 1st, 1965. Quote, to start from Calcutta via Nagpur at 19 hours in the evening. Vide, ticket dated July 24, 1965. Luggage booked, paid 12 rupees, 20 paisa. Unquote. Next. This is what Calcutta looked like in the early and middle 20th century. That is the Hooghly River in the background, a tributary of the Holy Ganges. Next. Tuesday, August 3rd, 1965. Upon arrival at the Howrah train station 2 days later, Bhaktivedanta Swami would have traversed the Howrah bridge across the Hooghly on his way to the Bungar Dharmashala, an Indian religious rest house for pilgrims located at 65A Pachuriyagata Street, indicated by the green marker. He would stay there for 3 nights before going to Sridham Mayapur. Next. Wednesday, August 4th, 1965. Bhaktivedanta Swami received his complimentary ticket for passage aboard the MV Jaladuta from Calcutta to New York. This is what it looked like. Next. Friday, August 6th, 1965. Quote, morning to start for Mayapur and return back in the evening. Next. Bhaktivedanta Swami paid a last visit to the Samadhi tomb of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati to seek the blessings of his spiritual master before embarking on the great trip ahead. Next. Tuesday, August 10th, 1965. Quote, to start for USA by MV Jaladuta from Calcutta Port, King George's Dockyard. Unquote. Next. Thursday, August 12th, 1965. The Lord's Message Goes to America was the title of a brief newspaper article published in the Dainik Basmuti, a Bengali language newspaper, announcing the departure of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami to the West. Quote from the newspaper. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Pitiviti ache jata nagaradigram sarvatra prachor hoibe morena. That prophecy is going to be fulfilled now. The article continued, quote, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami, a resident of Vrindavan, has translated into English in 60 volumes with word-for-word meaning and purports. Before this great work could be appreciated by his countrymen, people from far-off America have expressed their admiration for his supernormal achievement and have invited him so that they may meet him in person and acquaint themselves with his work. Hence, he is departing from Calcutta for New York this 12th day of August. Unquote. Of course, this was newspaper talk. At the time, there were no 60 volumes, no admirers, no invitation, and no interested persons awaiting his arrival. But Lord Krishna would arrange for them to come in the future. Next. Friday, August 13th, 1965. The luckiest day in history. Friday the 13th. Bhaktivedanta Swami leaves the pilgrim guest house up on Pachuriyagata Street, the green marker, taking a taxi through the Maidan to reach King George's Dock, red marker, where the MV Jaladuta lies moored. Next. Friday, August 13th, 1965. Quote, today at 9 a.m., embarked on MV Jaladuta. Came with me Bhagwati, an official of Sindhya Steam Navigation Company, Mr. Sengupta, Mr. Ali, and Vrindavan, who was his son. Thanks to Lord Sri Krishna for his enlightening Srimati Sumati Maharaji for all these arrangements. Unquote. Next. Saturday, August 14th, 1965. Quote, the ship started at about 11 o'clock in the morning majestically, but on reaching the Bay of Bengal, there is tilting of the ship and little rolling also. The roughness increased gradually on the upper Bay of Bengal, and I felt sickness. There was vomiting tendency and dizziness, and I felt uncomfortable the whole day and night. The sea was foamy all through. It appeared like a big plate of water extending to 40 square miles, but factually was endless, so today. It is a vivid example of God's Maya because it appears like something, but factually it is something else. Unquote. Next. This is the itinerary of Bhaktivedanta Swami along the eastern coast of India to Colombo in Ceylon, today known as Sri Lanka. Next. Tuesday, August 17, 1965. Quote, the captain informed me that by next 6 hours we shall reach Colombo port. Today I was better. Unquote. Next. Wednesday, August 18, 1965. Quote, I went to see the Colombo City. Then a car was arranged for me to go around the city. I saw the Parliament House next, and the town hall, and passed through very nice clean roads and bazaars next. Friday, August 20th, 1965. Steaming from Colombo, Ceylon, point A, through the Lakadive Sea to Cochin, point B. Quote, today the captain arranged for a meeting on board the MV Jaladuta on account of John Mastami Day, and I spoke for an hour on the philosophy and teachings of Lord Sri Krishna. All the officers attended the meeting, and there was distribution of prasadam. The matter was radiographed to Sumati Maharaji in Bombay. Unquote. Saturday, August 21st, 1965. Still on this itinerary to Cochin. Today is Bhaktivedanta Swami's 69th birthday. He makes no entry of it in his diary. Evidently, he did not consider it worth mentioning. Next. Sunday, August 22nd, 1965. Quote, at about 10 a.m., we are now in the dockyard. Next. Sunday, August 22nd, 1965. Quote, two big islands known as Cochin and Ernakulam are joined by an iron overbridge. The iron overbridge was constructed by the Britishers very nicely. Unquote. Next. Sunday, August 22nd, 1965. Quote, there is a nice park on the bank of the Gulf, and it is named Subhash Bose Park. It is good that Subhash Babu is popular in this part of the country. Unquote. Next. Sunday, August 22nd, 1965. Quote, I saw my books from Bombay arrived in five cases, and the agents loaded them on the ship at 4 p.m. Unquote. Next. As the Jaladuta was steaming across the Indian Ocean towards the Red Sea, Bhaktivedanta Swami encountered great difficulty. In the previous days, he had noted in his diary, quote, rain, seasickness, dizziness, headache, no appetite, vomiting, unquote. But on August 25th, he wrote, quote, beginning from today, down, unquote. His symptoms persisted, but it was more than seasickness. Pains in his chest made him think he would die at any moment. In 2 days, Bhaktivedanta Swami suffered two heart attacks. As Satsarupa Goswami wrote in Prabhupada Lilamrita, quote, one night, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami had a dream. Lord Krishna and his incarnations were rowing a boat, and Krishna told Prabhupada that he should not fear, but should come along. Prabhupada felt assured of Lord Krishna's protection, and the violent attacks did not recur. Next. Tuesday, August 31st, 1965. Quote, passed over a great crisis in the struggle for life and death. A separate statement has to be written on this crisis. Unquote. To the best of our knowledge, no such statement was made. Evidently, Bhaktivedanta Swami saw no need to do so. Next. This is a satellite view of the Red Sea, Gulf of Suez. The Jaladuta went into the Red Sea, into the Gulf of Suez, and approached the Suez Canal. Next. Wednesday, September 1st, 1965, Bhaktivedanta Swami notes the arrival of the Jaladuta at Port Suez, an Egyptian city at the southern point of the Suez Canal. Next. This is a map of the Suez Canal. At the southernmost point, there is the city of Suez. At the northernmost point on the Mediterranean, Port Said. Next. This is a picture, a period picture of the Suez Canal in the 60s. It was normal for two ships to pass in opposite directions. Next. Thursday, September 2nd, 1965. This is the north end of the Suez Canal approaching Port Said. Next. Thursday, September 2nd, 1965, Bhaktivedanta Swami notes the arrival of the Jaladuta at Port Said, an an Egyptian city at the northern end of the Suez Canal. Next, Friday, September 3rd, 1965, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami commented about Port Said, Egypt's oldest port city. Quote, "The Port Said city is nice. It has long, narrow, neat, and clean roads with lofty buildings. The city is not at all congested. While passing the rear point of Suez towards Mediterranean Sea, the city is clearly seen. Although in the desert, the city has all varieties of vegetables available." Unquote. Next. Friday, September 3rd, 1965. The Joladuta sails past the Grand Mosque of Port Faoud on the eastern side of the Suez Canal opposite Port Said. If Bhaktivedanta Swami had been on board, that's exactly what he would have seen. On deck. That's exactly what he would have seen. Next. Saturday, September 4, 1965. Upon leaving the Suez Canal, the Joladuta heads into the waters of the Mediterranean Sea toward Sicily and Malta. Next. Tuesday, September 7, 1965. Quote, "Today, Varaha Dvadashi observed, the best atmospheric condition on the Mediterranean Sea. All along, we have seen the Algerian coast." Unquote. Next. Tuesday, September 7th, 1965. The journey continues as Bhaktivedanta Swami reaches the Strait of Gibraltar, connecting the Mediterranean Sea to the Atlantic Ocean. Next. Wednesday, September 8th, 1965. Quote, "We passed over Gibraltar port. The other side is Spanish Morocco. There is regular ferry steamer service. The strait is wide, about 7 miles across." Next. Wednesday, September 8th, 1965. Quote, "We are in the Atlantic." Unquote. Next. Friday, September 10th, 1965. Quote, "Today the ship is plying very smoothly. I feel today better, but I am feeling separation from Sri Vrindavan and my lords, Sri Govinda Gopinath Radha Damodar. The only solace is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which I am tasting the nectarine of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. I have left Bharatabhumi just to execute the order of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in pursuance of Lord Chaitanya's order. I have no qualification, but I have taken up the risk just to carry out the order of His divine grace. I depend fully on their mercy so far away from Vrindavan." Unquote. Next. Saturday, September 11th, 1965. Quote, "Today the ship ran on very smoothly. The sky was clear and there was sunshine all the day." Unquote. Next. Saturday, September 11th, 1965. Here is a photo of the MV Joladuta, quote, "running very smooth," which I was fortunate to find in an online database of historic merchant ships. To the best of my knowledge, this image has never before been shown in public. Next. Monday, September 13, 1965. Quote, "I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga, the son of Mother Sachi, is unparalleled in his service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is that great saintly spiritual master who bestows intense devotion to Krishna at different places throughout the world." Next. Tuesday, September 14th, 1965. Quote, "I was talking in the captain's room with the chief engineer, Mr. Travers, who told me that he had never had such experience of calm and quietness in the Atlantic. There was always typhoon, cyclone, fog, etc., at least for days in every trip in the past. I said, it is Lord Krishna's grace. If such things as usual in the Atlantic would have taken place, I would have died." Unquote. Next. Friday, September 17th, 1965. After a 35-day journey from Calcutta, the Joladuta reached America at Boston, docking at Commonwealth Pier at 5:30 in the morning. next. Friday, September 17, 1965, it was at Boston's Commonwealth Pier that Bhaktivedanta Swami composed another poem in Bengali titled Markini Bhagavad Dharma. Some of the verses he wrote on board the ship that day are as follows. Next. Quote, "My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here, otherwise why would you bring me to this terrible place? But I know that your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make a success or failure, as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Jaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th September, 1965. Next, Sunday, September 19, 1965. Quote, "Today is the 38th day of our journey, and we reached New York port at 12:30 p.m., about 3 hours later than the scheduled time." Unquote. Next. Sunday, September 19, 1965. The Jaladuta finally sailed into New York Harbor and docked at a pier in Brooklyn. The elderly and frail Swami, who disembarked that day, exactly 50 years ago today, had traversed two oceans, sailed past many countries, and suffered two heart attacks, carrying with him only 40 rupees and an Indian steel trunk full of bhagavatams. He had fulfilled the order of his Guru Maharaj and was now poised to start a Krishna-conscious revolution in the West, which would spread all over the world. Next. Total distance, 2,000 kilometers by land and 20,000 kilometers by water. The end. Thank you for your attention.
Okay, I hope everybody was able to see that and appreciate these videos of Srila Prabhupada, and I think we're going to end now, and maybe tomorrow we'll continue our regular classes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you get a little bit of inspiration of Srila Prabhupada's great determination and one-pointedness. Those videos are available. I'll try to put them on my YouTube channel. I'll put them on my YouTube channel right now as we speak. I will upload them, and so within a half an hour they'll be on my YouTube channel. I hope that you all enjoy them. Thank you very much, and we'll see you all tomorrow evening. Same time, same station. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.